episode one, we spoke with two nephrology fellows, Drs. Kelly Beers and David Ganair, who described their career paths so far and how they got here. Today, we're going to talk more about the current state of nephrology education, particularly why aren't more medical students and residents choosing this field? Hi, Devika. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
So we know that the prevalence of end-stage kidney disease is increasing as people are living longer on dialysis, but we also have a quote from Drs. Mitch Rosner and Jeff Burns in the February issue of the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology in their article, Transforming Nephrology, in which they say, "We know that there are too few applicants who are genuinely interested in nephrology and too many training programs given the declining number of highly qualified candidates." So how do we think that medical students and residents view nephrology?
Well, I think that the views of nephrology, from my understanding, are definitely varied depending on the student. I actually had some medical students rotating with me this week, and I was asking them what their thoughts were on nephrology. And they had some differing opinions. And also, this is, of course, a small sample size, and these are students that chose to spend their elective time doing a nephrology rotation, so they might be a little bit biased. But the general sense that I got from them, and I think from what I remember when I was a medical student, is that there's a little bit of a thought that nephrology is very difficult. So the students that were rotating with us this week are with us because they really wanted to learn more nephrology and get more experience because they wanted to learn more and feel like they had a better handle and understanding of the material. One of the things that they said to me was that as medical students, they felt that it was very important that the people teaching the renal physiology and pathology to them really present it in such a way that it's more accessible and that makes it exciting. And they feel that at our institution, we have some fantastic physician educators who present the renal course and makes it clear, makes it exciting, makes it interesting. And they got more excited about nephrology and interested in the rotation because of the experience they got in their first couple of years of medical school. But the other thing that they told me, one is a fourth-year medical student going into internal medicine, so she's interested in learning more about nephrology as a potential career field. The other is a third-year medical student more interested in neurology. But both of them were saying they think that residents are really the ones who ultimately decide yes or no as far as nephrology. So once someone has graduated from medical school, chosen internal medicine as a field, and then is going through the internal medicine residency, that's when they sort of decide yes or no on nephrology. And I think a lot of it also just depends on the exposure that they get to the field. So when I was a resident in internal medicine, I was very lucky because I was in a program where we had one team that was dedicated specifically to renal patients. So we rotated as house staff on a team where we only took care of dialysis patients, kidney transplant patients, and really interesting acute kidney injury cases, as opposed to the hospital that I'm at now, where we're strictly a consulting service. And so I don't think the internal medicine residents get the same level of exposure to nephrology and what it's like to actually practice nephrology inpatient as they would if it was something that they were sort of forced to rotate through as internal medicine residents. So I think that it can be intimidating, nephrology as a career field, especially if you don't have exposure and don't see what it's actually like to practice as a nephrologist day to day.
So what is it that makes it so intimidating, would you say? Is it the focus on electrolytes and acid-base problems?
Yeah, so I think from what the feedback I've gotten from residents and medical students is that they are a little intimidated by the electrolytes, by thinking in general the physiology is difficult and therefore the practice is difficult. And I think having a lack of exposure and not doing it that regularly, it seems like what we're doing is really difficult. There's a lot of thinking involved. But as far as I'm concerned, that's part of what makes it fun. Devika, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to the way that we first introduce nephrology to the early learner. I'm sure there's lots of exceptions, but kind of like you were saying, Kelly, from what I've heard and from what I've gathered and even my own experiences, a lot of medical school curriculums don't seem to devote a lot of time to teaching renal physiology when it probably warrants a lot of time. And the way the courses are structured, the practical applications of what the students learn aren't really addressed, or again, there just isn't enough time or bandwidth to discuss those practical applications. So I think that can be really intimidating to students because it's unfamiliar. The concepts are not easy to remember because students can't really see the applications of it. And it's not always taught in a way that breaks the concepts down in a simple way. You mentioned at your institution that you have some really nice physician educators who maybe teach the renal physiology course for medical students. It's the same where I train. And I think that's really valuable. I think having someone teach the students who is a really dynamic and engaged instructor, I think would automatically be able to know what to focus on and be able to break down those concepts in a way that it's less intimidating.
Yeah, I think that's great. Just out of curiosity, are other topics other than nephrology, are they given more emphasis in their application rather than the basic physiology? Or is there something more specific with nephrology that there isn't enough time to go into the application?
I think so. I think again, it's probably different based on how medical school curriculums are structured at different institutions. Now, in some institutions that I know, students kind of start their clinical time even earlier. So actually, they have even less time in their physiology and pathology classes. But yeah, I do think that certain fields, and I can speak a little bit to infectious disease because my husband's in the infectious disease field. I know that the way that's taught is also kind of, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on microbiology and kind of looking at things under the microscope. So even that might be a little bit more of a practical application and something that's easier to remember, even though it is also a lot of memorizing new words and new phrases. And I also think that maybe certain other subjects, potentially cardiology and others, may be given a little bit more time. But again, I can't really talk about specifics. But as I remember when I was a medical student, it felt that way. I remember renal physiology feeling really rushed.
Interesting. Did you feel that too, Kelly?
So when I was in medical school, I had a unique experience because my curriculum was entirely problem-based learning. So we sort of were able to take as much time on topics as we wanted to in a small group setting, and everything was case-based. So the way I learned my renal physiology as a first-year medical student was using a case as an application where we really kind of went through the nephron cell by cell and applied it to this made-up medical case, which is a great way to learn it. But I think that the overall physiology of the nephron is so complicated, and it can be, you know, you need to look at it over and over again. And I think that throughout my training, the cases and the patients that I've learned the most from are when I'm working with someone where we really sit down and make sure that we totally understand the physiology of what's going on, which I think makes the entire case more interesting, makes the patient easier to understand, and makes it more interesting for me and a better learning experience for me. And I think that those types of applications, when you really take a patient and apply your learning to a patient case, it really kind of makes the information stick in your brain a lot better, because when you see it again, you remember that patient or you remember that case. And I think that nephrology is such a cerebral field where you really, in order to really understand most of what you're doing, you really need to have a good grasp of the physiology. I think you don't necessarily see that in other fields as much. There can be more of just this lab is resulted in, this is what the reaction is going to be to it, as opposed to this is the lab, now let me understand the physiology of what's causing this to happen and all of these different pieces fitting together. So I think it can just in some ways be a little bit complicated, and that can be overwhelming if you don't have the time or interest in really getting into what's actually happening and understanding kind of this complicated puzzle.
I do like the problem-based learning idea. That's something that I've seen people talk about a lot. Team-based learning, problem-based learning. Towards the end of my training, we had transitioned to that. And you're totally right, Kelly. Those case-based descriptions were really useful. And in fact, I still remember some of those.
Yeah. So it sounds like going back to having a really interested, enthusiastic mentor and teacher can make a big difference in medical school and early residency. other than finding the topic or topics within nephrology challenging, why do we think that U.S. nephrology fellowship slots aren't filled? Are there other reasons we can explore?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there are a lot of reasons. I think it's multifactorial, which is probably the answer to a lot of, but in this case, I think it's really true. Before I started fellowship, I did a project where I surveyed med students and residents from many different institutions just to kind of learn more about their perceptions of the field. And a lot of them said that the reason they kind of avoid nephrology or maybe think about other fellowships first is that they don't have that early interest and enthusiasm in the field. They feel like they haven't necessarily had access to some of those dynamic mentors that we talk about who could have guided them and kind of inspired them. They do have concerns about post-fellowship job opportunities, work-life balance. And I think a lot of it also has to do with what Kelly mentioned earlier. What they see on the inpatient nephrology elective isn't necessarily what is done in practice and doesn't necessarily always reveal the breadth of what we do as nephrologists. So they kind of have a little bit of a narrow scope. Something else that actually a lot of them brought up is that they really have a strong desire for combined training opportunities. And that could mean a lot of things. A lot of them brought up an interest in critical care. I know a lot of people who apply for nephrology actually do concurrently apply for pulmonary critical care fellowships. And there were also applicants that brought up an interest in things like palliative care and interventional radiology. So I guess what I took away from all of those things is that there are lots of reasons why people might not be applying right now, and those reasons can be broken down and addressed in different ways, but a lot of people do want to hear what we as nephrologists are currently doing at our various levels of training and in our various areas of interest and expertise. And I really think it's on us, whether we are fellows, early career mentors, long-time nephrologists in the community or in an academic center, I think it's really on us to kind of communicate our own interests and our own passions so that we can continue to attract those qualified applicants. Because I know people are interested. It's just that I think they see something else along the way that might give them that similar satisfaction, but they have a mentor in that area, or they see that, oh, I can do this, this, and this in this field, whereas in nephrology, it seems to be, you know, focusing on dialysis, which of course nephrology is a lot of dialysis, and that should be portrayed for what it is, which is super interesting in and of itself. But there are many other things that nephrologists do. So I think kind of showing your work, you know, like showing what you do, being engaged, being enthusiastic with whichever trainees you interact with is something that is really, really important for all of us to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's so important, especially as young nephrologists, to really for us to get out there and talk about our passion for the field, why we're interested in it, and help spread the excitement that we have. I think that's so important. I also think that offering ourselves out there and giving medical students and residents exposure to nephrology and the things about nephrology that aren't just dialysis is important. I remember a colleagues saying when we were in medical school deciding what to go into that everyone needed to look at each field and find the worst part of it. And if you could still like the worst part of it, then that was something you should do. And she said, if I could stand dialysis, then I should be a nephrologist because everyone hates dialysis. And I said, no, dialysis is awesome. We have this great modality. We can replace the kidneys. But dialysis is also an old modality. And I think that it's also important that we really invest in new therapies for a lot of different diseases and other things that we can do for our patients for chronic kidney disease management and for other aspects of nephrology and kidney disease. As more and more breakthroughs are happening in the area, we need to really promote them and show that this is a developing field and a growing field. And it's an exciting time to get into nephrology because the field is going to be changing a lot in the future and in the next couple of years and going on long term as well.
Right. And I think it's a great time to be a part of the field. You know, if you have a burgeoning interest. You know, I think the field is ripe for having those people enter it. So that is a really important thing that you said, kind of sure that people know what we're doing and understand that there are so many opportunities for them to develop their interests within the field.
Yeah. And one thing I just wanted to add on, because I know I hear residents or people who have not chosen nephrology say quite a bit too, is that you touched on about dialysis. Is it sad? I mean, is it kind of a depressing thing to have to work with people who have end stage kidney disease or who are essentially palliative? Or can you really find your role as a caregiver in that and find joy in the continuing patient relationships?
Yeah, I think that is something that I personally care a lot about. I think that, sure, there certainly are aspects of taking care of these very sick patients who have a lot of comorbidities. You know, there are certain aspects of that certainly are depressing in a way. And that can kind of wear down on you, especially if you feel that your patient may not necessarily be eligible for a transplant. But I think kind of building that relationship and having those conversations with your patients and talking about dialysis in a way that really communicates to them what its purpose is, what it does, what it doesn't do, making sure that the patient is empowered to understand that they do have a choice. They can go on, they can come off even after they go on, and that there are other options besides dialysis or transplantation, such as, you know, comfort care. I think it kind of just gives you an opportunity to really have a very deep and fulfilling relationship with your patient because, I don't know, in my opinion, especially because this doesn't necessarily apply to a younger patient who we would start on dialysis necessarily, but a lot of our patients that we start on dialysis are older. And so I think that when those dialysis initiation conversations start, that's actually a great time to start talking about overall goals of care and advanced care planning in general. So I think framing the conversation in that way, sure, you could think of it as something that's depressing, but it could also be viewed as a way to really have a very valuable and fulfilling relationship with your patient. And they really see you as a very important part of their care team. Oftentimes, you know, their primary physician even.
There are a bunch of programs that are actually starting to have palliative nephrology as a sort of specialty. So we have some palliative care nephrologists at my program. We have a palliative care track that the nephrology fellows can choose to take, do an extra year of training in palliative care. And I think it's something that's so important for any nephrologist to be trained in because we do have these very, very sick patients. And it's important that we be a part of the entire interdisciplinary conversation with patients when they're nearing end-stage kidney disease and helping them with making the choices about what does dialysis mean to them? Is it something that will benefit them or not? Which can be an important and very difficult conversation to have. And in some cases, dialysis actually will not benefit them. And that's important for us to be able to acknowledge and to communicate with the patient and their family and the rest of the care team. And that's a difficult conversation, but I think can be very rewarding. I've had multiple instances where I've had very long, frank conversations with patients and their family, and it turns out the patient does not want to be on dialysis, and that's fine. And I've had other situations where a patient chooses to start dialysis and it completely changes their life because they had symptomatic uremia and now they're able to actually function and get through the day and get a lot of their quality of life back. And these are important things that we can offer as nephrologists and relationships that we can have with our patients that are really very special.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I hope that there's a way that we can communicate all of this, the diverse role a nephrologist can provide aside from the acute care dialysis. And if we could just communicate this to medical students and residents earlier on, I think that would be really enlightening. So if we were talking a bit about what we can do to ameliorate some of the challenges we have in attracting enough people to the fellowship slots that are open. And we talked a bit about kind of expanding the exposure that residents get to to CKD patients other than acute dialysis. What else do you think we could do to address some of the challenges we're facing in attracting people to the field?
Well, I think that it's important at a medical student level that we ensure that medical schools have people who are teaching renal physiology and pathology who are really passionate about the field and about the subject matter so that they can teach it in such a way that it's going to be really exciting and get the medical students excited about the idea of nephrology before they even consider residency. And then as far as internal medicine residencies, I think getting as much exposure to the residents as we can is really important. Obviously, we don't have any control over how these internal medicine residencies are structuring their curriculum and how they organize the rotations for the residents. But anything we can do as nephrologists, as fellows, as junior faculty, as senior faculty, to really encourage our hospitals and our internal medicine residencies to encourage residents to go into nephrology. As fellows, it's important that we present ourselves in such a way that we are role models for the field. Take opportunities when we can to talk with the internal medicine residents and talk to them about the cases that they're consulting us on, get their opinions, ask them how they would do the workup, what they think the management should be, bring them with us when we spin the urine, bring them with us if we're doing a biopsy, bring them with us to review the pathology once we've done the biopsy, anything we can do to really show them what it is that we're doing so they can see that it is a very fun and exciting field that they might be interested in considering.
Yeah, I think Kelly explained it really well. Everything she said are things that are really important. The only thing I would add is that I think one thing that is underutilized, and I don't know, I'm sure it's happening and maybe it could happen even more, is that maybe some increased communication between nephrology program directors and internal medicine program directors, you know, not just at one institution, but maybe across institutions, because that would be a great way to kind of get real data and information about, okay, how is your nephrology elective structured? What do you think your house staff are interested in? Do you think we do a good job of educating your house staff about this field? I know that there are organizational and system level changes that are also being done via ASN, via other organizations like the NKF that, you know, even such as this podcast that are really working on increasing resident recruitment. So, you know, I think there's a lot that can be done. And the good news is there's a lot that is. And I think, like Kelly said, depending on what level across your nephrology career continuum you are, you can contribute in your own way. So that is really important, and kind of finding that med student that you really see as someone who could be a really good contribution to the field, med student or resident, and kind of connecting them with a mentor is really important. I'm sure Kelly would agree, but I think we can all kind of go back to think of one or maybe two people that really initiated that interest. For me, it was definitely some of the people I worked with in residency who really opened up the field to me and were great role models. So I think it's helpful to certainly have a good physiology course, have a really interesting elective, things like that, but also to really see someone who you admire and see someone as, oh, I, you know, that person is really wonderful at this. Like, I wonder if I could do that. So I think mentoring absolutely is key.
Definitely. I would also encourage, if there are any medical students or residents listening, both NKF's spring meeting and ASN's Kidney Week have opportunities where medical students and residents can have a subsidized travel expenses to go to the conferences, which is an amazing way to be exposed to what's really exciting, new, and happening in nephrology in general, and also a lot of different activities throughout the week where you can meet mentors, meet fellows, meet other students and residents who are interested in nephrology, and really be exposed to the whole industry, I guess, on a more national and even international level.
I agree. I'll endorse the plug for the National Kidney Foundation Spring Clinical Meetings. A lot of fun. And I'll also just say, it's true. This is the reason why we're doing this podcast. We want to get this information out to medical students and residents on why nephrology is great. And we, And we want to hear from you as well. So at the end of this podcast, we'll give more information on how to contact us if you do come up with questions or things that you'd like to hear from nephrologists themselves. But before we go, Devika and Kelly, what advice or wisdom would you want to pass along to medical students or residents who are considering nephrology as a career?
I would say, well, first of all, welcome. If you are considering it, we're so excited that you are. I would say, ask lots of questions, first of all. Make connections with anyone within nephrology, either at your own institution or others that might be involved in a research area you're interested in, or even someone who has, I don't know, certain qualities you admire, like I was talking about earlier. I would want them to know that the field is changing and super interesting and filled with what I think are very worthwhile challenges. And the relationships that you get to have with your patients is also super, super rewarding. And the learning curve is very steep in nephrology fellowship, just like other fellowships, I'm sure. But you'll be amazed at how much you learn, and you'll be amazed at the things that you are capable of by the end. And you'll be amazed at the other people you've met, both attending, mentor, and patient-wise. I think it's a great career to be a part of. And I'm sure Laura will give anyone that's listening my contact information and Kelly's contact information. Anyone listening who's interested or has questions about the field is more than welcome to contact me and ask me more detailed questions if they have any. But it's really a great career to be a part of, and super, super rewarding.
Yeah, I would echo everything that Devika said. And I would just add that it really isn't as scary as you might think when you first are exposed. And it's a absolutely fascinating field that you can make your career anything that you want it to be. And you will be amazed not only at how much you learn, but how comfortable you will become with these scary topics. It's amazing how nonchalant we can be about a potassium of 8 and a sodium of 110. And, you know, these are things that you just become the expert in. And it's fun to have that level of expertise and understanding and really feel confident knowing that you understand this difficult topic and these difficult concepts. And you're working with a lot of fantastic, brilliant people who are just as passionate about this as you are.
Well, thank you so much, Devika and Kelly, for talking with me. And now we want to hear from our listeners. So if you are a medical student or a resident considering nephrology, and you have a question about working in the field, or if you're a nephrologist and you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about your career, please email us at nkfpodcast@kidney.org. Again, it's nkfpodcast, one word, @kidney.org. Thank you.